I used to think that you were the setting sun. The silence holds me back. You gotta get on track, so be the one. Full of surprises.
Full of surprises.
Full of surprises.
Full of surprises.
The Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 3rd of April, 2015. This is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam territory of Oaksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, Leaping Thespians have a new show all about role-playing fantasy games and real-life murder. They'll be here to talk about that, and we'll have our usual rundown of what to do and where to go this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And we're going to kick things off with some music. This is from the Vaporettos. And pick the right song. There we go. It's some Mrs. Starkey.
We'll be right back.
So that's the Vaporettos from their new self-titled, is it an EP? Yeah, it's got six songs on it. Anyway, check them out on Bandcamp and Facebook and all the rest of it. We have Leaping Thespians in the room. Okay. I have to turn your mics on so you can hear.
Oh, that'd be helpful. There we go.
So we've got Taylor Stutchbury.
I'm Taylor Stutchbury, yeah. One of the more original members of the Leaping Thespians.
And we have a newer member as well?
Is that, we do.
Is that what you're leading up to?
I know. We do have a newer member, yes.
And that's you, Jackie
Korb.
That is
me. My name is Jacqueline Korb, and yes, this is my first production with the Leaping Thespians, and okay. I'm thrilled to be here.
All right, Taylor, let's talk first a little bit about what the Leaping Thespians is, who they are, what they do, and why they exist.
Okay. Leaping Thespians are a women's theater group who's been around in Vancouver since about 2001. Originally started up in Nelson with basically who's now our artistic director, Karen White. Its focus is to write and create and do theater for women's theater, primarily lesbian stories. But, of course, we do have, you know, we like the straight girls, too.
Let them in.
Yeah, we'll let them in. And in all aspects of production. So it isn't just about acting. It's about people.
Yeah, well, you said you write as well and you know, all the other theater stuff, building sets and costumes and
that
promotion and getting money and getting people in seats and
all that fun stuff that comes with doing theater.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the latest event, what's the full title? A Fateful Meeting of Les Femmes Fatales.
That is correct. So it's basically a play about a group of friends who are getting together to do a murder mystery role play, and of course, trouble ensues.
Mm-hmm.
And it's famous femme fatales over the last century.
Okay.
And Radcliffe Hall.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd classify her as a femme fatale. Right. Maybe in some circles.
So, Jackie, how did you get involved with this thing?
Well, I've been acting for over 20 years, mm-hmm. and I've known Taylor for about 1 or 2 years now, and they were having auditions for the Femme Fatales, and she sent me a text and said, hey, we'd like to have you audition for our show, and I said, great, so I went and auditioned. And
so who have you been cast as? What's your?
I have been cast as a gay man named Jim.
Well done.
There are two, male characters in the play, both mm-hmm. of them gay, and I was cast as one of them. So it's interesting because I've played drag before. I've been in drag before, but because all of the characters in the play are dressed as femme fatales, I am a man in drag.
Oh.
If that makes sense.
A woman playing a man, playing a drag queen.
Yes. As I've said to the others, this is my own personal Victor Victoria.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been fun. It's been interesting.
So, tell me a little bit more about the story, like the plot of the play. What can the audience expect?
So, the plot of the play is I play a character called Beth, who is not very well liked mm-hmm. by her friends, and my girlfriend, wife Michelle, has this party, and I don't really want to be at it. And so, over the course of the evening, trouble ensues.
Yeah.
And I leave the scene, and then a real life police officer comes to determine.
So this is a kind of a murder mystery around this.
There is a little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. A murder mystery within a murder mystery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I mean, my gathering from the outline I read is that it starts out as kind of a role playing game.
Mm-hmm.
Around a murder mystery, like one of those murder mystery games that people have parties around and that.
Exactly.
But all of a sudden a real body shows up. Is that what happens? Or not?
I think you need to come.
We have to come and see. Okay, all right.
We don't want to give too much.
No.
I mean, especially with a murder mystery.
Yeah.
If you spell it all out, then
it's... Well, we won't tell them who did it, but a little bit of an enticement in there. Yeah. And where is it? It's at Havana.
It's playing at the Havana, March 16th to 25th. March is gone. April 16th to 25th, but it actually only runs the Thursday to the Saturday.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you have brought a scene in to do for us.
We have.
Yes.
So why don't you set that up?
Okay. So, Jackie, did you want to set it up?
Well, sure. My character is a veterinarian, and Taylor's character, Beth, works at the clinic that he runs. So this is a little scene they have together.
Mm-hmm.
I think it speaks for itself.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, have at it.
Okay. Tough surgery today, eh?
Yes.
You can't win them all, Jim. I'm sure you tried your best.
Uh-huh. That's no comfort to her owners.
Those two? They probably placed a new order with the breeder on the way home and asked for a refund.
Still, I feel terrible.
It's nothing like a shot of K can't take care of, though, right?
What?
Come on, Jim. I'm in charge of inventory, remember?
So?
So you're looking pretty relaxed for someone that killed a $6,000 dog today.
And I actually thought you were trying to comfort me.
You've taken care of that yourself, haven't you? Didn't you think I'd notice how low the ketamine is? Given the number of surgeries we've had over the past month, I'd say you've been dipping into the stores to help settle your nerves. Everyone knows you've been on edge lately.
On what are you basing this ridiculous accusation?
The new security system lets me know who swiped their card to get into what room and when. I've been tracking the drug loss and your activities over the clinic for the past month. It's amazing how the two line up exactly, and at such odd hours.
But you've been borrowing my card all month.
Who's gonna know that?
I see.
Good.
What do you want?
Fire Keith.
What? He's my best technician.
I'm your best technician, and your new business partner.
What?
Michelle would really like a bigger house. She deserves it. Don't you think?
You can't be serious.
You've been so impressed with the job I've been doing as office manager, you decided to offer me a piece of the business.
Over my dead body. I've worked 17 years building my practice. I'm not about to hand it over to you.
Your 17 years of investment can disappear pretty quickly with a call to the veterinary college. I'd say within days, you'd be out of business.
You cannot be serious.
You're repeating yourself, Jim. It must be the Special K.
Look, I'll give you a raise, all right? 5%, 10%, what do you want?
You think you're so much better than me. With your degree on the wall, I could have had one of those too. If my family was rich, I had to work for everything I got. I had to put myself through school cleaning up dog crap. And I'm still cleaning up dog crap. So no, Jimbo, money isn't the answer. You're going to make a very special announcement tonight after dessert. Michelle will be very excited and proud of me. Don't you think?
This is blackmail. Why would you jeopardize your career with a foolish move like this? I don't think Michelle would be very proud of you.
And see.
Exactly.
Wow. Oh, this is hot. This is steamy. I like this.
There we go.
All right. Yeah. So it's, once again, fateful meeting of Les Femmes Fatales at Havana in 2 weeks. Opens
in two
on
weeks.
The April 16th. And tickets are at the usual places and at the
Little
door.
Little Sister and at the door. And you can get them on our website, www.leapingthesbians.ca.
Yeah, and we'll link to that on the Dave Radio Facebook page as well.
Thank
so
you very
we'll
much.
So make that as easy as possible.
Lovely. We also have a Pay What You Can night on Wednesday, April 22nd.
All right. Mm-hmm. Terrific. Well, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
And
my pleasure.
We'll see you at the Havana.
Excellent.
Get it.
You say party, we say die with Jazz Crabs right here on Dave Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. We've got, let's see, what are we going to do next? We're going to do the listings of shows coming up for this weekend, and that'll happen right after you hear this.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Having trouble finding affordable, fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe, located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
Now it's time to take a look and see what's happening on stage and local theater and music and film events going on around town tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. We start out with the York Theater. We talked to these guys last week, the Old Trout Puppet Workshop from Calgary, doing famous puppet death scenes. And as they say, this show will cure your fear of death. It's guaranteed. They're on at the York on Commercial Drive at 8 o'clock tonight, two shows tomorrow, and a matinee on Sunday. At Performance Works on Granville Island, the last 2 days of the Ghostlight Project's three plays in rep series. The last two, Exit the King, is already completed, but Singing Butler has one more show tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and Corpus Christi you can see tonight and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at Performance Works on Granville Island. We've been seeing a few shows by the Broadway team of Pasek and Paul. James the Giant Peach was done at Carousel Theater a couple of months ago, and then coming up next month will be Dogfight the Musical, and there will be a third Pasek and Paul show happening this weekend at Studio 1398. It's called Edges, and it's about four young adults asking some coming of age questions. So Edges is at Studio 1398 on Granville Island tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. That's the only Granville Island stuff I've got, but we've got the Jericho Arts Center. They have a really exciting production of Welcome to Thebes. It's a modern play set in present day, but it's based on ancient Greek myths, Antigone and Euripides and those folks. And that's happening at the Jericho Arts Center for this weekend and ongoing for the next couple of weeks. And then at Havana Theater, we talked about the Leaping Thespian show in a couple of weeks. They also are doing classic Greek play in a modern version. This one is Antigone by Sophocles, and it's been updated by BC writer Ian Johnson. And it is being staged as a thriller, and it's produced by Theater Pandora, and that's at Havana tonight and tomorrow. For you murder mystery fans, you can go to see the Agatha Christie play Go Back for Murder at Metro Theater in Marple. And this is a good one. It's SmackDown, the 24-hour musical contest. It's teams of some local artists, actors, musicians, and writers who have been given 24 hours to write, stage, and perform a musical from scratch. It starts tomorrow, and the performances are happening on Sunday night at the Orpheum Annex on Seymour Street. And you can look it up. They're on Facebook, and they also have their own website. So look up the SmackDown, the 24-hour musical contest, to find out more about how to get to see that.
And then we've got the ongoing Sunday night stuff. We've got at the Havana again, East Van Comedy doing their weekly improv and comedy shows. And then on at the Fox Cabaret, the Sunday service every week. Come laugh with the funniest kids in town. On the big screen at the Rio, this is going to be interesting. It's the 30th anniversary of the Breakfast Club, and to celebrate that, they are doing a John Hughes double bill at the Rio. 16 Candles at 7:30 and Breakfast Club at 9:15, and there will also be a special short film about the 30th anniversary of Breakfast Club, a kind of a back behind the scenes making of kind of show. That's at the Rio tonight. And then their midnight show is the South Park movie, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. And that includes the Oscar nominated song, Blame Canada. And then on Saturday, the Rio is presenting a William S. Burroughs double bill celebrating the influential Beat Generation author. And that will be documentary about Burroughs at 7:30. And then followed by David Cronenberg's adaptation of Naked Lunch at 9:15. That's tomorrow night. And then Sunday night, to celebrate Easter, it's the Holy Trinity, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, Life of Brian, and The Meaning of Life. All three movies going on Sunday night, starting with Holy Grail at 5:30. And one more thing. Yes, on at Pacific Cinematheque on Howe Street downtown. This is the original 1976 documentary that inspired a fictional film, a Broadway musical, and what else? Just fashion choices, I guess. It's Grey Gardens. It's the story of the eccentric, reclusive mother and daughter who were related to the Bouviers and Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis in their Long Island mansion. So this is the original movie that inspired all that crazy stuff, and it's on at Pacific Cinematheque. Three showings, one tonight at 8:20, tomorrow at 6:30, and Sunday afternoon at 4:30. And if you've got a show or an event or something that you want to get the word about, you can let us know. Our email address is DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, or you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page. Right now, we're going to go back to some more music. This is a group, a favorite of ours, called the Wet Spots.
Sing-along song. Are y'all warmed up? You ready to sing along, folks? All right, you can do it if you want.
Dick and Jane were on a date. Dickie said, it's getting late. How's about a little kiss? Well, Jane grabbed her ankle, said, how about this? Won't you smack my bottom?
Smack my bottom.
Won't you smack my bottom?
Smack my bottom.
Won't you smack my bottom till my tiny little honey glows?
Last year at the Easter feast, Lulu met the parish priest. She said, Father, don't be coy. You can dress me up like an altar boy. And then you smack my bottom.
Smack my bottom.
You can smack my bottom.
Smack my bottom.
Won't you smack my bottom till my tiny little honey glows?
CEO of crap.com, a billionaire at 21. He lost it all in last year's crash, so now for $20 cash, you can smack his bottom.
Smack his bottom.
You can smack his bottom.
Smack his bottom.
You can smack his bottom till his tiny little honey glows. All right. Hey. All right.
He's always looking for a fight. The only thing he really liked were those frat boy games on Hazen Night. He said, smack my bottom.
Smack my bottom.
He said, smack my bottom.
Smack my bottom.
He said, smack my bottom till my tiny little honey glows.
If you enjoyed our little song, maybe you'd like to sing along. If you're feeling in the mood, just grab that hot tramp next to you and say, smack my bottom. You smack my bottom. You can smack my bottom till my tiny little honey glows. You can smack my bottom till my tiny little honey glows. You can smack my bottom till my tiny little honey glows.
Shut up, guys.
Someone help me, I'm under attack from some scared head. Maniac, he's on the take me down and it's all gonna clean it out. People are under attack from me and me. And you get more hot guns than the blades. Such a company I have today. Now I can't get up to know when he's around. You never want to be a tearing me down. Someone help me, I'm out of control. But my devil wants to see my soul.
Oh, never get tired of Big John Bates there, this time with 44 Love Bites. A couple other things going on this weekend you might want to know about. We talked about this show back in the fall when Chris was trying to get funding for it. Well, it's now happening. Matilda, Monster for Hire, a web series, is going to get its debut showing tomorrow at noon as part of the Vancouver Fan Expo at the Convention Center. Let's see here. It's part of the web series for grown-ups panel on level 100 in room 119. There will be question and answer, prizes, and maybe even a monster sighting. So don't forget to check that out. Also going on all this month, it's the Capture Photography Festival. This is Vancouver's first citywide photography festival. They did it last year, and it went really well, and it's happening again this year. It's happening in a whole host of venues all around town, including places like Presentation House in North Van and the Contemporary Art Gallery and, pardon me, the Republic Gallery, West Van Museum. All kinds. Equinox is another place where they'll be presenting local and international photography. This is a great chance to expose yourself to some great exposures. Pardon the pun. So that, as I said, is going on all around town. So the best way to find out about it is to go online. Capture Photography Fest. CaptureFotoFest.com, and the link is on the Dave Radio Facebook page. Coming up next, we're going to be giving the audition list, and there's a couple of surprises in the list this week, so stick around for that.
Check out this year's fun and thought-provoking films for kids and young at heart. Reel to Reel, April 10th to 17th, features films from around the world and includes hands-on workshops and activities for the whole family. Don't miss the Saturday morning pajama party and Sunday Funday, the weekend of April 11th to 12th at the Van City Theater and Roundhouse Community Center. Reel to Reel runs April 10th to 17th. For more info, check out r2rfestival.org.
Bam! Peanut butter and jam!
What the f*** are you doing, Phil?
Peanut butter. Dance!
First you dig peanuts and you dig 'em. You dig 'em. Then you crush 'em. You crush 'em. Then you spread 'em. You spread 'em.
Peanut butter. Dance! Peanut butter.
Dance, mother.
If you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your hosts Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
Join us every Wednesday from 10 to 11 p.m. for Sexy in Van City with your host, Caroline McGillivray. Sexy in Van City focuses on all things that are sexy in Van City, such as relational and sexual health with oneself, partners, and current events in the city.
That's it? That's all you're going to say? Okay, fine. Well, we tried. Okay, it's time for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver and abroad. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. We've got, now this is the one I told you there were some surprises here, The Book of Mormon. This is the big Broadway show done by the South Park guys, Trey Parker and Matt Stone. And they are doing local auditions for their Broadway company and their touring company. So this is the real deal here. If you're interested in being involved in that, they're doing auditions on April 13th and 14th. and they're looking for three Caucasian men from 21 to 30, one Caucasian man, 40s, 50s, one African female, African-American female in her 20s, one African man in his 40s. So if you feel that you could fit into one of those categories, send your picture and resume to jrichcasting@gmail.com no later than Monday, the 13th of April. And break a leg. Hope you get on. Project X Theater in Kamloops is holding their X-Fest. And they're having auditions in Vancouver and Kamloops for their annual outdoor summer theater festival. The festival itself runs June 22nd to August 1st. They're doing The Merry Adventures of Robin Hood by Jeff Pitcher and the Shakespeare Show, or How the Illiterate Son of a Glover Became the Greatest Playwright in the World by Vancouver's own Ryan Gladstone. And that is happening, as I said, this summer in Kamloops. The Kamloops auditions are tomorrow. The Vancouver auditions are next Saturday. And they're looking for actors who have experience or at least are comfortable learning stage combat and sword play. And you can send your headshot and resume to info@projectxtheater.ca. Tomosuro Films is doing Trevor and Margaret, written and directed by Gerald Williams. That's going in June at the Havana, and their auditions are this weekend at the SFU Woodwards. They're looking for one man in his 20s and one man in his 50s, and also one woman, 25 to 35, with open ethnicity casting. Now Theatre and Quimera Collective is doing Richard Sheridan's Vancouver's School for Scandal. Yes, Richard Sheridan's Vancouver's School for Scandal. It's a modern adaptation of a restoration comedy, and it's adapted and directed by friend of the show Matthew Willis, and it's a satire on Vancouver's social culture. You know, people that go to hockey games to just send Facebook pages of pictures of themselves on Facebook, that kind of stuff. Anyway, their auditions are this weekend, tonight and tomorrow, at the Carousel Theater Studio B on Granville Island. And they are open to all adults, male, female, any ethnicity or denomination, 18 and above. So I don't have the address for it, but the information is on the Vancouver Public Library page. Vagabond Players in New Westminster doing Lend Me a Tenor by Ken Ludwig, a slapstick farce with mistaken identities, mischievous misunderstandings, and compromising situations. That's happening in June. Their auditions are April 6th and 7th at Burnie Lake Theatre in New Westminster. Looking for four men and four women. United Players' next production of A Man for All Seasons, directed by Il Fumatore, the X-Files' own smoking man, William B. Davis. And that's happening in September, but they're having their auditions next week, Sunday, April 12th. And this is the story of the battle between Sir Thomas More and King Henry VIII over how to deal with the divorce of his first wife, Catherine of Aragon, so he can marry Anne Boleyn. Looking for 11 men aged from their late 20s to late 60s, and two women, one in her mid-20s, one in her late 40s. I guess that's Anne Boleyn and Catherine of Aragon, and everyone else is going to be a man. So the audition is Sunday, April 12th at Jericho Arts Center, and contact United Players of Vancouver to get a audition appointment. Awkward Stage Productions, Titus, the light and delightful musical comedy of Titus Andronicus. I've been talking about this for a while. Their auditions are happening next week at Carousel Theater on Granville Island. And they are looking for people in their teen years, ages 13 to 18, and also adults, young adults ages 19 to 30. This is a brand new work, and it's going to be directed by Andy Toth for the Vancouver Fringe Festival. So if you like Shakespeare and you like musicals and you want to put that stuff together, you want to go and check this out. And finally, Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance Musical Theater Summer Program is wrapping up their auditions. I think you can still get in on that. They're doing a production called Ocean's 11 and a Half, The Story of Tom's Cruise by Perry Ehrlich. And they are having two sessions, one in July and one in August. And you can apply online or in person. And that's at the Jewish Community Center at 41st and Oak. So check out the impresario.ca for more on that. And if you want details on these or other audition notices, you go to vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And I just wanted to check on one more thing because I had somebody else wanted to do an audition. Like, you know, to what, you know, I'm gonna look for it. And if I don't find it, I won't do it. But if I do find it, I will play it. And in the meantime, we're gonna hear some more music. So this is T. Baker.
Country band.
T. Buckley, that's who it is.
Country band. I got my baby waiting down the line. Gonna hit that road, jump in my car, take a little drive, baby, ain't too far. Wave goodbye to the lights of this town. I'm country bound, and I've been down, let this city walk all over me. I've been restless, tired of the pace of these bustling streets, but I know the cure. Out where the foothills and the prairies meet, when she's calling, you know where I'll be found. Baby, I'm a country bound. Leave the racket of the city behind. Country bound. I got my baby waiting down the line. I'm gonna hit that road, jump in my car, take a little drive, baby, ain't too far. We bow to the lights of this town. I'm country bound. Just lay back, let the days roll by, laying down in the tall grass with the apple of my eye, and I stoke the fire, keeping things hot in the chill of the night. It just gets better when that evening sun goes down. Baby, in your country bound, leave the racket of the city behind. Country bound. I got my baby waiting down the line. I'm gonna hit that road, jump in my car, take a little drive, baby, ain't too far. Wave goodbye to the lights of this town. I'm country bound. Baby, I'm a country band. Whoa, I'm country bound, yeah. Baby, I'm a country band.
That's Tim Buckley. He was in town last week. He was actually in our studio last week, played a few tunes for us, and very graciously left behind his CD. So that's him. Okay, I found that other notice I wanted to talk to you about. This is basically for people in the Fraser Valley, but it's a really interesting show, so you might want to be involved in it as well. It's Dracula, the original 1927 Broadway play that made Bela Lugosi a star. They've taken that script, and they're going to be doing it in Surrey, Vancouver, and Maple Ridge in October. This is, Royal City Theatre, I think, is the group that's producing it. And that's Ellie King in directing. Auditions are going to be happening at the end of the month, on April 25th and 26th. And I'm just sort of talking and reading at the same time here. The characters, you've got three females, two in their 20s, one in their 40s. And then you've got one, two, three, four, five men of various ages, including Count Dracula. And all that is going to be, as I said, happening in October. Auditions on April 25th and 26th. If you're interested, the rehearsals are going to be in Cloverdale and Surrey. Cloverdale is in Surrey. I don't know. Anyway, If you want to know more, you contact Ellie King. Her address is ellie@rctheaterco.com, and we'll link that onto the Dave Radio Facebook page as well. So we are rapidly running out of time. I promised Ken Tizard I would play his song last week, and I didn't get around to it, so I'm going to play it for you this week. Is he local? He's a Canadian musician anyway. Anyway, he sent this... He sent his demo to me on Dave Radio Facebook, Dave Radio Podcast at hotmail.com, and I promised I'd play it for him. And it's a pretty good song anyway. It's called Home.
City Harbor lies behind the chain link fence. You can see it from a distance. You can even feel the wind. You can't walk out on that dock and stand beside the sea-torn freighters. Sense those stories of the lies that live within. You can't have it the way it was, have to take it as it is. Those times have changed, those days are gone. Now those days are past but not forgot. You can't stop, the winds will change forever in your mind, self-same. Oh, don't be sad. We were blessed for what we had. Those days are gone, and the memories cast in stone, and I know I'm not alone, and it chills me to the bone, in this place called home. You can't lose what you don't own. The deepest ties you'll ever know, right here at home. Down Water Street, the storefront's changed a few blocks north of whatever lane. To fight against this hurting, changing, waiting game. How many words can twist and burn like spark to hay? No further down, no further down this hurting old time road will stray. You can't have it the way it was, have to take it as it is. Those times have changed, those days are gone. Those days have passed but not forgot. You can't stop, the winds of change forever in your mind, self-same. Oh, don't be sad. We were blessed for what we had. Those days are gone and the memories cast in stone. And I know I'm not alone, and it thrills me to the bone, in this place called home. You can't lose what you don't own. Deepest ties you'll ever know. Hurt so bad to let you go. And I thought that I just came to say hello to this place called home. The city harbor lies behind the chain link fence. You can see it from a distance.
And that's our show. Thanks a lot for spending a lunch hour with us. Special shout out to Molly Malcolm, having a birthday today. Happy birthday, Molly. And also big thanks to everyone at CITR. We had our annual general meeting last Monday night, and our volunteer appreciation day. And this very program got itself an award for this little bit you're hearing right now. Yes. We have the best outro of the year. So thanks a lot to everyone at CITR for just letting us on the air. This has just been so terrific. And in the interest of not appearing too gracious, you goddamn kids don't know shit about music. And get the hell off my lawn. Eleanor and Erica are next with Fen Comset. Don't forget Napkin Boy with Nardwar the Human Serviette presents at 3:30. Dave Radio returns next Friday at this same time. Happy Easter. Bye-bye.
You looked at me, and with your eyes you opened up this door. And by week two, you're over till the sun comes up. Talking about sex and love in the places we grew up. Talking about you and me and the things that set us free. Sure that you want me. My friends, they all agree. They say I hope he'll make you happy. And by week four, you're calling me at 3 a.m. Come over, I need you, please, baby. I'll pay for your cab if that's what it takes. So I hop in a cab and I sleep in your bed and go home. Clearly, so you are excused. Ooh, why did you do this? Ooh, why don't you just cut me loose? Ooh, how could you pretend? Ooh, you made such a convincing man. You want to get dressed up and take me out to hear the symphony. We plan to go see art and try out new restaurants. You say, let's see some beautiful things together. How does that sound? You start introducing your friends to me and they like having me around. I'm getting attached, I feel like I finally found something. A hurtful thing. You don't respect me, let alone care for me, and you never did. What kind of woman do you think I am? How dare you ask me what you did? I hate you for making me feel this way. I'm so ashamed.